It's Still a Pig. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
That moment.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's nearly the beginning of October, and one good thing about that is that we only have 1 month left of being assaulted and insulted by political advertising on the airwaves. In my perfect world, there would be no such thing as political advertising, but I digress. The reason I bring up political advertising and all of the truth stretching, distortion, and outright lies, the rhetoric that never changes from election to election, but is used by so-called grown-up people to ascend to positions of leadership in our society, has been likened to the phrase, putting lipstick on a pig, which was used in non-political settings for years to describe how folks would try to make something ugly, rather pretty, by putting lipstick on it. I spotted a passel of pigs all covered with lipstick this summer on a Coaches Association website. Like political campaigns, they were covered with lots of old rhetoric that no amount of makeup could fix, tired old arguments about making high school sports more like non-educational sports. The first pig was covered with a shade of lipstick called More Games. This pig would try to convince you that playing expanded schedules was in the best interest of kids. Educators have been careful for years to keep limits on season lengths so that they don't overlap terribly with other school activities and get in the way for the reason kids are in school to begin with, to get an education to get them ready for the next level of life, not the next level of sports. The second pig was coated in an oily shade of lipstick called National Travel and Competition. It tried to tell you that high school sports needed to be played on a national stage, as opposed to a local one, to see where you stood as an athlete. Whoa. The purpose of school sports is to get the best out of kids, but in a well-rounded way, not just in sports. And all of its mission can take place at the local level. The third pig pitched a line of bologna-colored lipstick that said that the extra games and national travel would help improve academic achievement. Wait a minute. We all know that kids who play high school sports generally do better in the classroom than kids who don't partake of extracurricular activities, but to say that they'll do even better with a longer schedule and national travel that takes them out of the classroom even more than they're out now is a real stretch. And the fourth pig tried to wear all three shades of the lipstick. It was a pig that said that if we didn't have these extra games and national travel and competition, that our kids were missing out on the opportunity to compete for, wait for it, college scholarships. Again, that's a byproduct of what we do, not our mission. And besides, if you're good enough, you'll be found. You don't need to ride the four pigs to athletic glory. All of this lipstick paints a perspective that is definitely twisted. The class time loss, the money that doesn't exist already to be able to travel, and all of the pressure brought upon kids to compete at this so-called national level wouldn't be worth it. It wouldn't be educational. The kinds of experiences the four pigs want are already being achieved by some non-school activities out of season. And like the pigs, there's quite a slimy underbelly there too. School sports don't need to more resemble the snake oil salesman atmosphere of club ball, and it's a shame that foul odor is starting to permeate our games. And not for the better either. So remember, folks, if it looks, walks, and smells like a pig, it's still a pig, no matter how much lipstick you put on it. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.